What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. I want to thank you guys for listening to the last show, which with Mitch LaFon, formerly of Three Sides of the Coin, no more, of course, but doing his own thing. Check out his interviews with me this week, and once a month from here on out, Jody Havnot. What's up, Jody?
Hey, Joe. What's happening? Glad to be a part of your show, man.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. I think it's great. Once I made the announcement that you were going to be doing the show with me once a month, I got like 25 likes like in the first like 5 minutes. It was funny.
Cool.
So I know that you guys are, you know, recording. You recorded a new show for Strange Ways. That's going to be coming out soon, right?
I think it should be out tomorrow.
Sweet.
If I get the rest of this crap done to it.
Sure.
It takes me forever because we use all sound effects and all that junk.
Yeah, yeah. People don't understand. There, a lot of work goes into these things. Mine less, because I don't put any music in the over it or any sound effects or anything. But, you know, I really enjoy it when people take the time to do something like that.
Right.
This week we decided to get together and talk about, of course, the new Kiss tour with Def Leppard and Night Ranger. Now, I, you know, of course, I talked with Mitch about this on the last show. So people, you know, have my idea about a little bit about, you know, how I feel about it. So what I thought I would do is start with you and you know, and then I'll interject and, you know, as far see what I, you know, think about what you say. So when you heard it was Def Leppard and Kiss and Night Ranger, you know, what'd you think?
Well, first of all, I was excited because Kiss hasn't been here since they last toured with Motley, you know, so it's been a couple years now. So I was actually pretty excited that they were coming, but as per usual, I don't usually like the opening bands at all, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, doesn't matter who it is, I'm ready for Kiss. Like, it could be the greatest band in the world, and I'm going to ignore it because I got anxiety waiting for Kiss, you know?
Yeah.
Aside from that, I think that it'll be a good tour, you know, for the fans, because a lot of people do like Def Leppard. I'm not a big fan of them at all, but I've seen worse bands open for them, you know?
Sure. Like the Envy.
I don't know. Right. Yeah, I missed most of that.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all
I
about.
I heard them from a distance.
Yeah, that was from the bar?
Yeah, basically.
That was...
Well, that was at an amphitheater, so we were kind of... You could hear it well, but yeah, we were pretty far back at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
That was Gene's attempt again, you know, to throw his, you know, bands he signed, you know...
Right.
Out
Maybe
there.
In another 15 years, that guitar player will be in Ace's makeup.
That was a good one. Very good. So what about Def Leppard? You're a fan?
Not a fan of Def Leppard. Actually, when I was really young, you know, like Pyromania, at that time I thought they were all right. But much like yourself, anything past that to me is mostly music for women, you know?
Sure. They even had a song called Women.
Right. I had a lot of friends that, you know, were way into Def Leppard growing up that followed him through Hysteria and all that kind of stuff. But for me, it was a little too... I don't know what the word is, kind of middle of the road, watered down.
It really became watered down.
Yeah.
You know, very...
Coming up with something like Pyromania, you know?
Yeah, which was balls to the wall rock.
Yeah, pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Pretty
I mean,
great.
You know, I always said that I felt like Def Leppard was the first rock boy band.
Right. I could see that.
You know, they were... When they first came out, I mean, at least how I saw it, especially in the 80s, you had... You know, Def Leppard came out. When Pyromania came out, that's when everybody was like, "Oh my God, Joe Elliott!"
You right. Know? Everyone's like running out and getting a Union Jack T-shirt.
Yeah, and those and those British flag shorts.
Right.
I remember seeing them all over the place and going, wow, you know, just like when I was in high school, I remember everybody cutting up their jeans like he did in the Pour Some Sugar on Me video.
Right. I remember that myself.
And it was, you know, to be fair, it was cool that they were able to, you know, have such a tragedy that they had between Pyromania and the next album and still pull it out. You know, they were able to get it together and go, hey, you know, we're still relevant. And they were in for a little bit there. I want to say they were like the biggest band in the world. Although when they toured here, when they came to Atlanta, they had Queensryche opening, and that's who I went to see.
Yeah, on the Hysteria tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went too, but it was to see LA Guns.
There you go.
In the Round. It's kind of strange.
Sure, yeah. In the Round.
Cool. I would say it's like with 80% girls. Yeah.
Right, and I have to tell you that I'm really hoping that that's the way it's going to be this time around.
Hell yeah!
Go
ahead, sorry.
I'm really hoping that that there's going to be at least some younger Def Leppard fans, you know, that are women. You know, I remember going to a Kiss show about 10 years ago. It feels like about 10 years ago, and there was some girls there that should not have been wearing spandex, but they were anyway. And I was like, well, maybe the Def Leppard fans.
Maybe, but you got to figure, man. Like, Pour Some Sugar on Me is like a stripper classic.
It is.
And a lot of those strippers from back then are a little bit on the older side now. You know.
Yeah. But I'm so nervous about that.
The thing that bugged me about Def Leppard being there is I think Mitch had mentioned it on your previous episode, but at least 50% of the people there will be there for Def Leppard, I think.
Right, right.
You know, which can get annoying. I like going to a Kiss show where it's just a bunch of Kiss freaks.
Right.
That's my kind of deal.
I'm not sure it's going to be that way. I think that it's going to be a 75 or a 70-30 split. At least where I'm at, I know there's a lot of Def Leppard fans, but I just, you know, it's like everybody that I've talked to about this in the past 2 days have been, yeah, I'll go see Def Leppard, but I'm going to really want to see Kiss. I mean, I teach a guy, his name is Bruce, and he's a dentist, and he was like, he called me today and was like, I'm on the pre-sale.
Right on.
He wanted to see Kiss. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure why I said he was a dentist. That's really funny, but anyway, like, dentists don't go see Kiss.
Hey, that's pretty cool. My kind of dentist.
Yeah.
<you know?
laughs> but, yeah, so he's excited about it. As soon as I mentioned it to him, you know, he was like, when is this happening? I go, July. He goes, man, you going to go? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to take my son. He was like, oh, I'm going to get tickets. And then he was calling me at 10 this morning going, I'm on the presale. I'm getting tickets, you know. And the cool thing is I know where he got his seats. And yeah, they're right behind the soundboard, and that's usually where Paul flies out to if he's going to do
right.
that. So now, you know, we're going to – you know, in the show when Mitch and I were doing it, we were talking about what we're going to get for the show. Are you, I mean, and he doesn't think that we're going to get anything different than we got on the Monster Tour or even on the Sonic Boom Tour. What do you think? Do you think they're going to surprise us?
I'd be kind of surprised if they did surprise us, honestly. I mean, especially with the set being cut back like that, it's just, I think it's going to be the standard issue, you know, Kiss show. Including all the songs we're all tired of, you know?
Yeah.
If I was them, man, I would be throwing it. I'd have a slot every night instead of, like, that goofy guitar solo with Eric and
Right. Hey, man, watch this. And then he fires a rocket off.
Yeah, it's like, please. I would have, like, a slot there where they could rotate a couple songs just for the Kiss freaks, you know, like they did on those cruise. Bust out anything for my baby or something, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a great idea, you know, and they would, and it would, even if they did, let's say they do 10 or 12 songs in the night, if they did two obscure songs.
Right.
I mean, and they don't have to be, you know, really obscure, but, you know, something, I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It would be great.
And, you know, there's going to be a bunch of people, at least to what I've noticed, there's like a bunch of people that don't even know Lick It Up. So what's the difference with switching out Lick It Up for, you know, another one that they don't know? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. It would be great for us Kiss freaks, but I think Paul and Gene, they honestly believe that people only want to hear a certain segment of songs. And like Mitch was saying, your casual person that goes to the show isn't going to know most of the songs anyway, you know?
Yeah, like, that's true. And, you know, I remember in an interview he said that, you know, and he has proven it. Paul Stanley said that, you know, they weren't going to be putting out an out. They weren't going to be doing Sonic Boom. It was before that. And he said, you know, they don't want – people don't want to hear new music. They want to hear the classic, you know, stuff that we've done, you know, been doing for years, you know. And then surprisingly, they did an album. But if you go and see those shows, they're doing one song, two songs off of it, and that's it.
Right.
You know, for – it was Modern Day Delilah. And then
yeah.
I'm, you know, and, you know, from Sonic Boom. And then there was nothing else from that album, you know, when I saw them. And
right.
then I want to say, you know, it's so bad because it shows how much I'm paying attention to, like, Sonic Boom. But Say Yeah was on Sonic Boom, right?
I think so.
I know
it's not on Monster.
You know, that's the thing. See, it says something about the classic fan that even though I enjoyed Sonic Boom, I haven't broke it out as much as I would Love Gun.
Oh, no.
But I saw them break out Say Yeah. That was the first time – they said it was the first time they played it, and that was in Atlanta. So,
yeah.
You know, a couple songs off of each album, you know, but it's not like it was before. But also when, you know, when Kiss was touring and I'd like the Alive 2 tour or the Love Gun tour, they didn't have a lot of albums to pull from.
Exactly.
So, you know.
I think they should somehow try to at least play one. I mean, they're not going to be able to play that many songs, but it'd be nice to represent the whole era and maybe hear something from the non-makeup besides Heaven's on Fire or Lick It Up, you know?
Right. Like,
I wouldn't even be mad if they played Forever, you know?
Sure, sure. I'd love to hear Fits Like a Glove. Fits Like a Glove.
Oh, yeah. That was great live.
You know?
Killer.
And, yeah, any of that stuff. Or, you know, even something that what did Eric Carr sing on the Kiss Animalize video?
Oh, Young and Wasted.
Young and Wasted. Oh, man.
That would be awesome.
Singer could pull that off.
I bet he could.
And
Singer's a great singer.
Yeah,
you know?
I wonder if people would be like, oh, he's defacing Eric.
I'm sure there's somebody that would rub the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's just about any subject in the Kiss.
Now, what about Night Ranger?
I have never really been a big fan of Night Ranger. I think I was maybe just a little too young. They were, like, pretty popular in the early 80s, right?
Right.
I mean, I know their hits, you know. I don't mind them, but, you know, for me, I just wish Kiss would just play a bill with no one, you know, and be like, you know, they're coming on at 9 o'clock, and you just go there, and they rock for a couple hours, and you go home happy, you know?
Sure. You know, they could, if they really wanted to, which was what I was hoping for this tour, they could walk out and go, you're just going to get us for 3 hours, and we're going to play two shows a week, you know? And
there you
we're
go.
Going to do 20 cities, you know, and, you know, and we're going to hit in between everywhere. We're going to make sure we hit all the big cities, you know, Houston and New York and Atlanta and L.A. and Philly and, you know, St. Louis.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you
that
know,
would be awesome.
And then you'll get a three, you know, because you can't expect them to play 3 hours a night. You know, four
no.
times a week or five times a week.
Yeah, you Paul would never make it, bro.
He would. Yeah, it would be the end.
Yep.
So let me ask you a question that I asked Mitch on the last show, which is, do you think that this is the beginning of the end of Kiss now? You think that he said that he believed he had heard that they were in a 3-year.
Yeah, the 3-year plan. I heard him say that.
Yeah.
I think that it won't even be 3 years, honestly. I think if I was Kiss, man, I would make this my last tour because they're getting really old. Like, I was watching that press conference a little bit before you had called, and even Paul was looking a little chubby underneath his suit.
He was. I noticed it, too, and it breaks my heart because I love Paul.
Yeah, Paul's my guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think they should just try to go out on top. Like, you know, they've always been the ones to say they would be, you know, the ones to know when to bow out of the party and all this stuff. But I think, I don't know, you know, I think I'm glad to get to see him another time, but if it's the last time, I think I might be happy with that.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel the same way, and I've already said the last time you know, this, if this is the last time, I'm going to make sure I take my son, and he right. sees, you know, it's really funny too, because he likes Kiss and he'll listen to Kiss. And when Kiss did the Access TV thing, you know, the live concert, my son, he was home that day with me, and he was sitting, and Gene started to do the, you know, the Gene spitting blood thing. And Gene, right. when the blood finally came out, all I heard him to go was, "Cool," like that. I was like, "How awesome!" You know, because he's been he's been to a Kiss concert, you know. But right. and it's really funny because I told him, I said, "Okay, Kiss is coming in July. We're gonna go." He goes, "Okay, Dad, but this is the last time." And I was like, "Man, I would have never been that way. I would have been like, man, they're not coming back." But you know, he's 8.
Right.
So Night Ranger, I like, you know, I'm really hoping that they do some Damn Yankees as well, because everybody knows that they were, you know, the Damn Yankees were right. partially Night Ranger and Ted Nugent.
Right.
I'm really hoping that I get to hear a couple of songs off of, you know, from that little, you know, thing that they did, which was huge for them.
Right. I'm sure they'll put it high enough or whatever it
sure,
was.
Sure, sure. You know, that would be really cool. So really, when we think about this tour, it's going to be hit after hit after hit after hit. There's really, right. unless Kiss does something, you know, does something for the, you know, the diehards, all we're going to hear is, you know, every song, even the Def Leppard stuff, for the most part, we'll probably know every word of. I mean,
right.
You know,
you think I find that interesting is, like, I think more people will know the Def Leppard songs more than they will know the Kiss songs.
Well, absolutely, because Kiss does.
Because at least Def Leppard was on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, I remember sitting around waiting to see if I would hear Kiss, and I remember calling radio stations and going, "Will you play Kiss?" And it was like, "Yeah, I don't see it." I don't see it happening, kid. Oh, thanks.
Right.
Of course, in 83 or 84, when I still would call up a radio station and go, "Yeah, can you do me a favor and play Love Gun?" The guy would go, "Sure," and hang up, and then I would never hear. I'd sit there for hours. I didn't know how radio stations worked, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, now let's talk about this is our lineup, man. Our 40th anniversary tour, I'm imagining that this is the best they could do, or what they wanted to do. It's not my best. It's not what I would have wanted. I'm gonna, you know, swallow it and go.
Right.
You know, what would be like if somebody called you up and said, "This band is opening for Kiss," and it would blow your, you know, top right off. You'd be like, "Oh my God!" And you would lose sleep over it. Who would it have to be?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I kind of left all that kind of like cock rock, Def Leppard, Skid Row shit behind back in the 80s.
Right.
So a lot of the shit I like, most people wouldn't really even dig it. Like, I'd love to see Masked Intruder open for them, but everyone would be like, "Who the fuck are these guys?" You know what I mean? But I think what could be totally cool and would probably never happen, I was actually listening to your previous episode earlier, and Mitch was saying how he thought, you know, like a Van Halen reunion would be totally awesome.
Yeah, that would
be. So it got me thinking. I was thinking, what if, you know, GNR got together with Axl and the original band, like Slash and everybody?
Oh, man, that is a good one. I hadn't thought about Guns N' Roses at all.
Right. I think, though, that if that actually happened, they would have to headline the bill, you know? That'd be a bigger deal to most people than seeing Kiss again.
Yeah, unless Ace and Peter got in the band, in which case that's right. not happening. But, man, you know what? I got to tell you, Jody, that's a good one. I think that's a, you know, I want to put that up there with the top from what I've heard so far.
Highly unlikely, but it would be really cool.
Sure, it would be absolutely awesome. And most likely, Axl would throw temper tantrums before every show. And
right.
they would riot, just like they did during the Metallica. You know, I mean,
dude, I was at the St. Louis riot.
Were you really?
St. Louis, yeah. It was nuts. A friend of mine actually has a cabinet of Slashes from that gig.
For real?
He would have upstayed and snatched one, yeah.
That is spectacular.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I just remember every night there being some headline on MTV where they were like, "Oh, Slash." And then didn't James get hurt during one of those shows too?
Yeah, when they were on tour with Guns, I think that was when James got
burnt up. Yeah. And then so that just pissed people off even more. They're like, oh, I remember the video. So Guns N' Roses opening for Kiss would be, you know, something that would make you go, I'm going, I'm making sure. Original Guns N' Roses.
That'd be awesome. I'm going to go regardless of who's playing. Sure.
But it would totally, you know, double that bill would make your day in a perfect way.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Would there be scabs in the band? Would
I would have the original band, man.
Steven Adler.
Izzy.
I talked to Steven Adler on the Kiss cruise, man, and he was so nice. It was so
funny.
Yeah, man. It was.
Did he seem all like ate up like he does on TV?
No, I have to say he seemed pretty together, and it was funny because I woke up in the morning and I was like, and this is gonna sound so corny to some people, but I wanted to watch the sunrise off, from the boat. And I know it sounds corny, but man, it's one of those things. You're in the middle of the ocean. You're gonna watch the sunrise. You don't get a chance to see that, especially living in Atlanta. So, so I got up, and as soon as I walked out of my room, all the way down the hall, I see this blonde dude just walking, coming towards me. And you haven't been on a Kiss cruise, have you?
Nope, but I might be going this coming year.
For real?
Actually, it's kind of a weird thing. I met this chick, and she had paid for 2 tickets. And the person that was going isn't going or something. And she's like, you can go if you want. I'm like, really?
Oh, go, Jody. You got to go.
Well, now I got to, like, convince my old lady that I should go on a cruise with some woman. Chick.
Yeah. I don't see why you don't do it. She could trust you.
Oh, I'm going to try, dude. I'm already kind of, like, buttering her up.
She could trust you. Well, the coolest thing about the cruise, man, one of the coolest things anyways, the hallways are lined with artwork. And
awesome.
And posters and stuff. So as soon as I come out of my room, I stop because right on the wall, there's vintage posters. Like, they just put them out. They just put them on the wall. Anybody could walk by at any time and just take them off the wall, and they've got a $50 poster. But nobody does. They left them up. So I'm standing there looking, and Steven comes walking by, and he stops. He goes, man, I had that one, and I had that one. And I'm standing there going, Steven Adler's standing in a hallway with me in his pajamas. I'm like, where is he going? I'm thinking, it was just a weird experience. And I always knew he was a Kiss fan because I remember watching this, Guns N' Roses kind of behind the music a little bit, and he was like, I met Slash. I brought him to my house. I put on, my Kiss records, and I did all my Ace Frehley poses,
I actually have seen that.
Yeah. Great. It always stuck with me, So Guns N' Roses for you, man, I think that's a really good one. I'm really curious to see what some of the listeners will come up with. I'm imagining there's going to be a lot of Aerosmith, Cheap Trick, Alice Cooper.
Cheap Trick would be cool.
Cheap Trick would be cool.
I thought the Aerosmith tour was kind of lame.
I didn't enjoy that. And
years ago.
You know what I always say that I felt like there was – even when I was watching it, I felt like there was tension. Paul, Kiss couldn't walk out on that catwalk that they had. And, I just...
It seemed like it's been a really short set, too.
Yeah. When you saw them, did Aerosmith open or did Kiss?
Kiss did.
Yeah, me too.
And surprisingly, I'd seen Aerosmith before, but I'd never seen a band that sounded better than Kiss live at the same gig, but they did, man,
Oh, yeah, Aerosmith's got together.
Dude, they sounded great live.
They sounded great live, but going on after Kiss, when you're a band that 2 of your members are, like, Kiss-esque on stage and the other ones are not, you're like, I all of a sudden I'm not watching, any of the other members. I'm watching...
Right, I noticed that too.
Steven and Joe, and that's but the other guys are amazing, but it was just like, I could draw circles around your feet, and you're standing in one spot. For me, I on the last show I said I'd like to see Maiden open for Kiss, or actually if that happened it would have to be Maiden headlining as well.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then they would
They play longer. Maiden can play like 3 hours easy.
Yeah. And the other thing would be truthfully, especially when Paul's voice isn't 100%, I see Bruce Dickinson blowing them off the stage.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
But there's other bands
still
that
got his pipes, you know.
Yeah, yeah. There's other bands that I would love to see open for Kiss, you know, stuff that I grew up on and stuff that I loved, you know, in my 20s. Like, I grew up a Bang Tango fan, and I have
yeah, I like Bang Tango.
And I hadn't had a chance to see them live, and I would really like to see them. You know, and if I could see them with Kiss, that would be awesome, or, you know.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I wouldn't mind seeing them. I never saw them either.
Yeah, there's so many different, you know, there's so many different choices out there. Picking one is really hard. But
right.
So basically, what if you're listening to the show, what I want, you know, what Jody and I want you to do is, you know, send us a letter. Right. Let us know what the best opening act for Kiss or double bill. How about, is that cool?
Yeah, double bill.
Yeah, double bill. So you're talking, you know, Guns N' Roses and Kiss, Iron Maiden and Kiss, Alice Cooper and Kiss. Who would be like the, you know, your dream? Like, if it could be somebody you've seen before. Excuse me. It could be somebody you've seen with Kiss before, or not with Kiss. But even if, right. You know, if somebody goes, man, I saw Aerosmith and Kiss, and that was it for me. That's perfect. That's great. You know, that was your thing.
Yeah, your wish come true.
Yeah, how nice.
What about Wasp? Wasp opening for Kiss again.
Yeah, that would be pretty spectacular as well. Oh, man, I saw him today. Crap. What was the Wasp guitar player's name?
Which one? Like Chris Holmes?
Chris Holmes. He's selling a car online or something like that for like $1,000.
Dude, I thought that dude was dead.
Yeah, I thought so.
Alive?
Too. Yeah. Wow. I just saw a thing on Facebook. It said Chris Holmes selling I think it's a Camaro or a Firebird. It says hardly working Camaro for $1,500 or something like that.
Wow.
And I was like, man, if I had $1,500 just to meet him, I always go back to the splashing water at his mom.
Oh, dude, metal.
Yeah, history.
Metal Years.
Yeah, Metal Years. So great. Yeah, he's just like splashing. There's bottles floating all over the place. I'm like, she must be so proud.
Right.
So,
man, that's a lot of vodka.
Dude, I don't know how you live after doing something
that
like
that. Was real vodka or was it like just water for the movie?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, I think it was real.
I do too.
I think he handled every bit of that and then... And he could
probably
handle
like a little cocktail to him, probably.
Yeah, handled that and even more. So, how do you think the turnout's going to be?
I think at least around here, dude. Every time Kiss plays around here, it's basically sold out.
Really?
This is a Kiss. Yeah, St. Louis loves Kiss for some reason, for multiple reasons. You know.
Yeah, Atlanta does pretty well. I would say. The last time, you know, I can't really judge this by that because the last time I went, Motley was playing and that's a Def Leppard.
Right.
You know, you had a lot of Motley friends.
I would say Motley has a bigger fan base than Def Leppard for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll also tell you this, when I went and saw Motley and Kiss, I had a couple of friends that were there that had never seen Kiss before. And it's funny because they work for the big news organization here in Atlanta. And yesterday, immediately, I started getting texts from them. And it was basically, they just had a baby. And it was, I think this is going to have to be our first after baby concert. And I was like, how cool. They want to go see Kiss, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. They're coming here on August 28th. So
yeah,
pretty hyped up about that.
Yeah, just a little bit after here. And I'll make sure that I take as much bootleg video and send it to you.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
All right, so...
Are you going to be outside for yours?
It's outside. It's outside, right. Yeah. Is yours?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the amphitheater shows, really. Especially, you know, in the middle of summer. It's so hot.
Yeah, and if it rains, you're... You know, that was the thing. Aerosmith and Kiss came to town. I bought my tickets off the Aerosmith website because my girlfriend at the time was a fan. And I said... Look, you're already in the fan club. Buy our tickets. She got our tickets. We had seats, and we were one row past the cover.
Oh, no.
And it poured, dude. It poured.
Oh, man.
And it was really funny, too, because when they started playing God of Thunder, it started raining even harder. And I remember thinking, wow, this is really convenient,
That's pretty cool.
the way it worked out. But I'll tell you this, nobody left. It was pouring really bad, Jody. I mean, wicked rain, and people were not leaving. And
when I would have left either.
Yeah, by the time Aerosmith came on, the rain had stopped, and you could walk through the crowd and just see everybody's blue jeans were shrinking up on them. You know, and our shirts were all, you know, soaked, but nobody, it didn't matter. It was all the experience, and it was really awesome. So
yeah,
I say we call it for this. I think that we pretty much, you know, said what we were going to say, and now we're going to leave it up to the fans. The Kiss Army. I hope that you guys, they've been participating pretty well with the other shows, so I'm really interested to see who they're going to come up with. I hope somebody, you know, hits me with some real obscure Vandenberg or something.
Right.
Well,
Sleazebees or something crazy. Oh,
Sleazebees. That would be funny. But, you know, hey, if that's your band, man,
right,
you know, let us know. Let you know, and you can send your emails to podcastrockcity1@gmail.com, or you can post right below the YouTube page or on Facebook, or, you know, whatever, however you want to let us know, you know, do so. Jody, do they have an email where they can send you, you know, any suggestions or anything?
What's that?
Do they have an email
you can hit me up at jodyhabnot@yahoo.com if they want to.
Jody Habnot.
Or they could go to the Strange Ways or...
Yeah, go, and you know, and by the time this comes out, your new episode will be out. So, you know, hopefully they'll have listened already. And if you haven't, go listen when you stop this. Our show's only been 30 minutes, so you've got time.
Right.
Yeah. And listen to the show and then rate it and listen to it. And you guys are on everything. You're on Podomatic and Stitcher and iTunes. And yeah, so.
This, that, and the other, yeah.
Nobody just has Google any reason. They cannot say they can't find you. Just Google Strange Ways Kiss Podcast, and it'll come up.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Jody, for doing this with me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, I always have a good time talking to you, Joe.
All the way from Jindal. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. It was like the ever-stoned Jody Habnot from Jindal. That was hilarious.
Yeah. I think they don't want to ruin your rep.
Right.
Yeah, mate, it's like, go with it. It's just like the Alice Cooper thing. Hey, man, right. You know, Alice Cooper was like, they were like, who was it, Zappa, that asked him, hey, man, did you kill a chicken last night? No? He goes, well, don't tell anybody.
Right.
Well, I'm Joe from Podcast Rock City, and this is Jody.
Yep, Jody Habnot.
And we will see you guys next time on Podcast Rock City. See ya.
Keep on rocking.
That's right, Kiss Army. We're having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Tune into the Strange Ways Kiss Podcast and hang out with your Kiss Army brothers, Jody Habnot, Clinton Harris, and D-Rock. Join us where we celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. That's Strange Ways Kiss Podcast. You can find us on Facebook or Podomatic.com. We'll see you there.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better let it.
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f- oh, f- Lee, come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine Gene with like a washed-up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theory. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the podcast. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you've checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the podcast feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.